Joyce Wilkins, The Caution Flag. "Do you need a flag of red?" I ask my husband dear, as I take note the length of wood extending from the rear. "Oh, I don't think so," he replies. He always knows what's best when loading boards and pickup trucks and tractors and the rest. I will ask this question still, or many a married year. The answer's usually just the same, and spoken sweet and clear. Sometimes, though, he says to me a phrase that goes like so: "If you can find a splash of red, I'll add it 'fore we go." Rags found in our pickup truck are white or brown, not red, and I'll not lend the fuchsia scarf that's tied around my head. "Not to worry, rest your mind, we'll add some white instead. Let's take the slower route to home," is what my husband said. Later on, I'm thinking that I'll plan preemptively for all those longer lumber loads with truck delivery. Then I hit the local thrift of used, recycled stuff and shop with mischief in my soul until I've searched enough. Found! I buy the splash of red and proudly take it home. I cannot wait to tell you now the ending of this poem. Forward several years, I get a picture on my phone. For there I see my man so bold has rigged a caution zone. In his truck, he's found my flag. It's perfect for his load. I'm laughing that he's spreading joy to others on the road. Here's exactly what he did, my spunky husband dear. Onto his load, he draped the flag, an XL red brassiere. Hearing comments like, "Nice boards, distracting, oh too fun. Just maybe he will be inspired to make another run." Sure, we'll spice life's landscape soon and not be too serene. With grace and care and love we'll sculpt such laughter in between.